I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, keeping the inner beast healthy, or announcing my cure for my way too common cold. Really? Well, folks, a while back I was riding my bike home from work, zipping along pretty well, and I passed a friend on his bike. And doesn't he give me a shout out? Rich, you are a beast. Now, if you don't know, that's gym rat lingo for, wow, you're doing great, congrats. I was thrilled to be a beastie, especially because I was one of the kids who wasn't very athletic and often got picked last for the team, ouch. So to finally be a beast, well, that gave me a little extra oomph to keep zipping through the dark and the cold. Ain't life wonderful? But I gotta fess up. Beast or not, lately it's hard to keep doing the beastie do the longer the cold, dark, icy, and bitter wind go on. But just in time, I came across two studies that boosted my motivation meter. First one, reviewing 40 studies, scientists concluded that 150 minutes a week of moderate exercise, 22 minutes a day, or 60 minutes a week of intense workouts significantly reduce the risk of 24 medical problems, including high blood pressure, some cancers, depression, and dementia, and slows down the aging process for the brain and the bod. Cool. Some keep me going oomph in there. But you know, those are longer-term benefits, and more immediate benefits are usually more motivating for us. So here's the other study I loved, because about the same time as I was not getting picked for the team, and for years after, I had one cold after the other. Sniffle, sniffle, sneeze, sneeze all the time. But when I started my regular biking and running, the colds disappeared. Coincidence? I didn't think so, but couldn't say for sure. But now, data. In a study of over 1,000 folks, the researchers found that those who worked out five or more times a week had 43% fewer days with colds over 3 months than folks who worked out one day a week or less. And the cold symptoms weren't as bad. The beastie team is healthy. That'll keep me going until the birds start chirping again and beyond. I'm Dr. Rich, adult onset athlete O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in, my fellow and future beasties.